Yeah, okay. The Gemara says, right, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the guys tune to break down that's Shmuel, because that's Achrayim a lot of times say that it's the man that Amar that holds Kriyishma that one in Shmuel, even though the Gemara says it's Yehuda. Savakara Kriyishma, Savak Loikara, Eimer Chayzavakaya, Savak Amar Yehuda Shiyatsev, Savak Loyama Chayzavakaya Shiyatsev. And you scroll down to the bottom of the Gemara, it says that Rabbi Elazar says, Elazar argues, Rabbi Elazar Amar Savakara Kriyishma, Savak Loikara, Chayzavakaya Kriyishma. Rashi says that the machlokes of Elazar is the first Rashi, the first machlokes of Elazar and Shmuel, and Yehuda and Shmuel, and Elazar and Kriyishma is the Raisa of Adabon. Disclaimer, we pass in that Kriyishma is the Raisa, Hagam Taishas, a few places in Shas, is pretty much first, he holds Kriyishma as Adabon, but there's the Rura, the Rambam, the Tur, the Rosh, the Rif, the Mechaber, and the Mishnah, we pass in Kriyishma as the Raisa, and if you're self recurring about you are fighting the Kayer, and that is the halacha. The halacha of the day. Now, as to why though Kriyat Shema is Dabbanan, it's a little bit schwer. We also have Taishan Saita. Taishan Saita has a whole list of questions on Shita Shmuel that holds Kriyat Shema is Dabbanan. Says, how could you say Kriyat Shema is Dabbanan? The Etlecha Gemara is on the board that we darshan drushes from the psukim within Kriyat Shema to teach us dinim. Let's say we saw the Gemara, there's Machlekes B'Shah, maybe so. You have to be yafi yourself B'Shah like Kriyat Shema at night, because that's Nichlal and B'Shach B'cha, that you have to lean over, lay down, Shmuel, Beisil holds you don't have to, because Shachmucha just means Zman, Shchiva, etc., etc., etc. There are many more drushes from within the Pesukim of Kriyat Shema itself that we learn up the halachas that pertain to Kriyat Shema. So, in fact, it's not Benimsa in Shas, it's not typical in the Gemara for the Gemara to have that many asmachtas for something that's Dabbanan. You have sometimes something that has one asmachta from a Pesuk, but for the Gemara to have that many drushes that specifically refer to one parasha and to tell me that one is still telling me that that's going to be Drabbanan is not likely. It's very shvary, also according to the Rambam, that Kriyat Shema is Daraisa, Drabbanan, to say that's Drabbanan, because all the Gemaras are mashma and the Brachos and Chazal and mashma that we have different drushes from the Pesukim of Kriyat Shema, which would indicate that L'chayr is Daraisa. So to answer Taisha's question, the Shai Gitaya comes along, and we also on the Peshu and the Ben Yainu also say it, but Shai Gitaya takes it to the next level. He expounds on it the most, and he's even Matamiya on all the Paiskim that Nemon Kipashas that Krishna is derived so from Taisha's questions, because he said he had the perfect way to answer Taisha's, to answer Shmuel from Taisha's questions. Vazak the Shai Gitaya says like this. He says, Avada Shmuel has no sad that Krishna is derived, and Avada Shmuel's masking Krishna is derived. Tari said, Meshachov Kumecha. Now, boss, when Abaya explains Shmuel, he says that when Abaya says that Amarle Abaya, who be the Torah? When Abaya says the time of the Torah, he doesn't mean stam limud Torah. He means that instead of having to link specifically the parashas of Kriyat Shema of Shema Ma'amim Shemaya, the Torah when it says the dibarat abam b'shiptach b'sech lachdeh v'shachov kumecha, but the matam oisam shachov kumecha. That when the Torah says that, the Torah is saying learn any parashah in the Torah b'shachov kumecha. The din in that Torah is to learn Torah b'shachov kumecha, which means take out a chumash, lay in bereishis, lay in v'zeh sabracha doesn't make a difference, but it's not required in that Torah to lay in Kriyat Shema. Comes along Chazal and they say since it has kabbalah tzach shemayim minute, and this is the parashah that psukim that the tzibri of the matam oisam and the dibarat abam is said in midabon, you have to lay in Kriyat Shema. But the derayah is the gedin of other Shmuel's masking. Shmuel's masking to the concept of the righteous, and therefore all the drushes of Yata and of Kavon and Kriyishma, and all the drushes that we saw in Taishan Saita says in the Vur of many Gemaras that the Gemara Darshan or Gemaras or righteous Darshan from within Kriyishma teaches halachas in Kriyishma. Those all apply to this din of laying the din of laying any specific parashah within the Torah. So about the Shmuel is beautifully answered. Zakta Shaktai is very understandable. Ben Shita Shmuel, he's not shver, and he says you should pass like Shmuel. Why? Because Shmuel was the Rebbe of Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe Elazar, if you have a Machlokes, the Rebbe in the Talmud, he passed like the Rebbe. So Lachayri, he says you should pass like Shmuel. Like Krishna is Dabbanan. But what does Krishna Dabbanan mean? It doesn't mean that the whole mitzvah is Dabbanan. Avada to lane any specific parashah is the right to lane the parashahs of Shema Ma'ariv Shemaya. That is Dabbanan. So what's the pshat that Shmuel says Sabakara, Sabak Loikara, that you're not Chayza Vakara? He holds us off the Raisa. So he says, like we spoke, he says that the case is that a person woke up in the morning and he said any parsha. He woke up and he said this Lesson Brahma. He comes to Shul and he didn't remember if he said Kriyishma by davening. So now he only has to tell that one because the Raisa of Kriya Vatara he was Makayim in the morning. Before he went to Shul. Now he's specifically Makayim the Drabbanan of the specific Kriya of Kriyishma. So that's off a car. But if you know that you didn't say any other parasha in the morning and you went to Shul and you don't remember if you said Kriyishma, so your entire suffix is whether or not you said Kriyishma? So that's the suffix whether or not you lane a parsha in the morning or at night. It's the suffix whether or not you lane the parsha, whether or not you make the din of the limadatem shakal kamecha, of the divatim shakal kamecha. That about is the raisa. The case of the Gemara is where you already lane a different parsha, now in a suffix if you lane the extra parsha piece. That's what the Shagasak said. God, I saw this is not my Ashram. He said it's a tremendous tinta to make in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about where you really lane this different parsha before. It doesn't say that. Other than the Shagasak, a beautiful pshat. The Karen Ira has a kasha, excuse me, the Karen Ira has a kler, which sort of ends up bumping into this discussion a little bit. The Karen Ira has a kler, he says, what is, and he holds up the Machlokes Bavli and Shammai, we'll get to that in a minute. He says, what is the mitzvah of Krishna? Is the mitzvah of Krishna a mitzvah like all of the mitzvahs in the Torah? Which is, what is it? The mitzvah is to be Mekabel Ol Ma'at Shemayim every single day, leaning these parishes. And just like in the mitzvah of tefillin or mezuzah or whatever it is, or not mezuzah, but the mitzvah of tefillin or lulav or whatever it is. So to Krishna is also mitzvah. And the mitzvah is a regular mitzvah to lane Krishna twice a day. Granted, there's mitzvah twice a day, but that's the mitzvah. Or Zakhano, the mitzvah is the chelik of Talmud Torah. Mitzvah, the psukim arv and the ma'atam mitzvah, and the dibarkabam, that's what the Torah is telling me to do. So the Torah is telling me sort of that there's a subdivision in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's that subdivision of Talmud Torah? That's called Krishna. I have to lane Krishna b'toyrah Talmud Torah. It's the mahus of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or no, there's no mahus of the mitzvah that's different than any other mitzvah. It's a regular mitzvah called Krishna. So you want to say the machlek is Babylon Yishami. The Yishami says. That gets into the discussion we had then. Yeah, if Krishna is Talmud Torah, then it should be able to be illuminated al Sar. We discussed this a little bit. We don't discuss this. And the question is if Krishna is Tachlun and Nahasun. It's true. The Gemara, we're going to talk about another. The Gemara Menachta said that a person can make a mitzvah. The Gemara don't tell us Talmud Asun, but you can make a mitzvah Talmud Torah every single day with Krishna Shakas Haas. So that's really what we came with. That's what we were discussing then in Avraham. But yeah, it definitely relates to it. But, so he wants to say, he says it's a machlokes is Bavli Yishami. So the Yishami says like this. This is the Lashon Yishami. Misha Tayrosay Nosay ain't a mafsik loyal Krishna Vilotfield. Somebody who's Tayro Nosay does not stop learning to say Krishna Vilotfield. In fact, the Gemara with Parah, Misha Tayro Nosay ain't Chakla Kai Mitzvah. So why is Krishna has a mitzvah in the Tayro? Why is it different than any other mitzvah? If you're learning Tayro Nosay, you don't stop Krishna. So you don't stop the Lulu Vesper, you don't do any mitzvahs. So I'm going to know there's a chilik. The Yishami is a chilik. Mishani, Shani, Krishna has a Shinanu. Krishna is learning. Krishna Hashim. Zakhar Karanaya, if you want to tell me that Krishna has a regular mitzvah that writes it like lulav and esrog and tefillin, so then what does that mean that Krishna Hashim and that's why I don't have to stop Talmud Torah for Krishna? It's a regular mitzvah. Vice to Chayish, the mitzvah of Krishna is gufa mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a sub mitzvah in Talmud Torah. So if I'm already being oishing in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I don't have to stop to do another mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Very logical. Zakhar, however, the Bavli argues. There's a Bavli, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tafil Alf, the Gemara says, from Rishim Echai, Tafil Mishi Tayrum Nasei Mafsid Krishma, the Gemara says. So Zakar, we have, you want to say, Machlokes Bavli Shabbos, the Yishami holds that Krishma is a sub-mitzvah in Talmud Torah, and therefore, if you're being Isaac in Talmud Torah, there's no reason to stop and say Krishma, because the whole Krishma is Talmud Torah, so don't do it, no reason to do it. And the Bavli holds, you do that, holds that Krishna is like a lulav. So therefore, you have to stop learning for a lulav. You have to stop learning for Krishna. That's what he said. But Frek there, very interesting question. He says, according to the Taz, if you want to tell me that like the Yishami, that's going to be a Krishna, it's going to be very sure. Because the Gemara and the Yishami seem to be massive. This is the concept in Chazal. This is the concept of Chazal. So why is it going to miss the bottom of the mitzvah? I think everybody heard of it. You know where the Gemara learns that from? The Gemara learns that from the parasha of Krishna. It says, B'shiftach v'isech v'lech v'derech. The Gemara says, B'shevet zidach v'leches zidach. When you're sitting on your own and when you're walking for your own reasons, that's when you're mechuyav to lane Krishna. But if it's not sheves and leches tidach, if you're doing a shvisa or a halicha of the Rabbanu Shalom, the Rabbanu Shalom is sending you, so to speak, on this halicha because you're a shluach shlich mitzvah, then you're patur from Krishna. That's the makar for Isaac mitzvah about the mitzvah. The Gemara learns that if someone has a halcha mitzvah, shluach mitzvah patur min hasukkah, the famous Mishnah of halchei sukkah. Where did it come from? The Gemara says, "Inan amili shiv kol v'isecha." Frak the Karen Iron. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, which is really the same Gemara that we just read before. The Gemara says, "Chaverim shir oiskim b'tayir mafsikin l'krishma." Right? And really Gemara in Mayim Katan. The Gemara in Mayim Katan, the famous Gemara. The Gemara says that you are somebody that's being oiskim b'tayir. You're mevatel tam b'tayir for mitzvahs that just eif shulakayim adeche. In other words, even though we say oiskim mitzvah part of the mitzvah for the all mitzvahs, if you're a shliach mitzvah to go do pidyon shvuim or you're in the middle of being Isaac on Shabbos Aveda, you're part of them, so come up and fill in from all of the mitzvahs. However, Talmud Torah is different. If you're being Oishik and Talmud Torah, you're mechuyif to do mitzvah yesh l'kayim v'deitayim. Tefillin, your mitzvah of tefillin, or your mitzvah of sukkah is yesh l'kayim v'deitayim. No one else could do your mitzvah. So you are mevatal tayyeh for mitzvah yesh l'kayim v'deitayim. So frek the Karen Ira. How could I tell if Talmud, if Krishna is Talmud Torah? Krishna is really Talmud Torah. How could I say that the makar, excuse me, that the makar for Oishik and mitzvah, potem and mitzvah is from Krishna? If Krishna is Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah doesn't apply to the concept of Oishik mitzvah, potem mitzvah anyway. You're telling me that if I'm learning Torah, you can tell me Oishik and mitzvah, potem and mitzvah from Krishna, where it says Shabbat Yidach. In other words, if I'm doing a different mitzvah, if I'm doing a mitzvah, Torah is telling me that I'm potem from learning Krishna, if I'm doing a different mitzvah. But what do you mean, Krishna is Talmud Torah? If I was blatant and saying Krishna, I would have to stop for another mitzvah. Because Talmud Torah, Mavatam Torah, Mitzvah, Shev, Kaim, and Dehem, so I already know that you're Mavatam it. So how could I tell you, this is the Makar, why is it Mavatam it? Doesn't make sense. No? It's a pretty legitimate question. So, to answer this question, it's just Kadash, we might have one more Nakuda into what this means that Krishna is Talmud Torah. The Ashtameach also, Rabbi Simcha, the Ashtameach also wants to go with this understanding that Kriyishma is, so to speak, a subdivision of Talmud Torah. And he brings the Nakamar that you quote, that you quote, the Marmanach. He says, the Marmanach says, Omer Rav Yechon Mishum Shimon Yechari Afilu Leikara Odom Elokriyishma Shachas Va'avas Kain Loyom. Person is the Kain Amitza Yomish Mipicha. He's the Kain Amitza with just Kriyishma in the morning and at night. Zok to Meisimcha the Meshcha and the Noismech. By Shachana, that's similar to the Karanayer that Kriyishma is Talmud Torah did. But then he says more than that. He says, how does it work? How does the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah work? Everybody's different. Some people are smarter, some people are stupider, some people have more questions than others, some people have less questions than others. Some people have this place, some people have this place. It's one of the most vague, so to speak, mitzvahs. Everyone tells you day to day it's the most important mitzvah. But the how does it shake itself out? You know, lulav, you take a lulav, throwing a spoon on film. Obviously, it's more mechudah than a film, it's more mechudah than a lulav, but the mitzvah is very standard. You take it, you shake it. Every mitzvah has a clear description. Torah, you can learn 18 hours a day, and you can learn an hour a day. How does it work? Zok there, that this Gemara is saying that since you're Mekayim and Mitzvah of Mekayim lo Yomash by Krishna Shachas Aris, that the Mitzvah Chiyuva, so to speak, that's Mutlangat Klaishol, the equal Mitzvah that everybody has is Krishna Shachas Aris. The Mitzvah that Klaishol shares in Talmud Torah is Krishna Shachas Aris. Don't tell the Talmud Rats, the Gemara says. But that is shared for everybody's Shachas Aris. Beyond that, that depends on everybody's own specific situation. Somebody's ability, somebody's brain, somebody's time. If he has time, if he doesn't have time, all those things come into play with the rest of this. In other words, there's no excuse for Esther or Tefillin or any of his mitzvahs because a person was working, right? Or a person was busy, he didn't have time. There's no excuse unless you're mamish kuch nefesh. There's no excuse for not. There's no tirdos, so to speak, that's a p'tur for the mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah chiyus that exists in Talmud Torah? Like a creation of Shachar. Beyond that, it depends on your situation. Zuck that the Gemara. For the Sugi Vaishiv Mitzvah, Padam and Mitzvah, we just said that the Gemara might cut and says that you're about to tell us that for a Mitzvah, Tzief Shal Kaim Adechem, the Rishon already asked the question, why do you say it's a Mitzvah, Padam and Mitzvah? If you say it's a Mitzvah, Padam and Mitzvah on Krishna, or you say it's a Mitzvah, Krishna out, so that's what you say, or Mitzvah, Padam and Mitzvah on any other Mitzvah, on somebody that's being, or you're going to show us a Vaishiv, Padam and Sukkah, so why somebody that's going to tell not Padam and Sukkah? Padam and Sukkah can have a Kulam, it's the biggest Mitzvah. So the Meiri says the famous terrace over there, Meiri's terrace is that the whole concept of Talmud is the Lumanam and Aslaslis. But without getting into that, but Sameach here, the same as Sameach has a new terrace. He says, if you mean, it's Meiri's Givaldin. Why? Talmud Torah is not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. The only Mitzvah Chiyuvis in Talmud Torah is Kriyishma. Is the Erev Awake of Shema Shachas Aras. Beyond that, it's a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. It's the famous Shitas in the Sivis, and the Sivis holds that there is no kind, it's a Machloikas Gadda, and there's a Mavor in the Gemara and Sukkah and Agus, but the Sivis and Shita is that we don't say Oishik Mitzvah Padam Mitzvah and Mitzvah Kiyumis. If you're Oishik Mitzvah Kiyumis, and you're not Chuyiv to do, you're not Padam from a different Mitzvah Kiyumis. Notice if you're Oishik in Chesed, let's say, which is a Mitzvah Kiyumis, you're not Chuyiv every second to do Chesed, it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. You are going to be potter, you're not going to be potter, excuse me, according to the Jesus, from Sukkah. But if you're Isaac in Pinyin Shvuyim, which is a Mitzvah Yubis, or if you're Isaac in Shabbat Avedis, then you are potter from Sukkah.
So if you have to kill a ton of tefillah, what? You have to go find the person. If the opportunity comes up, you got
to
do it.
No, no, if you're on the way to do it, I'm saying you know the person's day, you're saving somebody. Whatever, you've been Isaac any specific mitzvah. You've been Isaac in...
Kvur.
Right, so any mitzvah chiyuvus, you're going to be popular. So the tzivus holds you're not, mitzvah chiyuvus is not going to pass you from mitzvah chiyuvus. That's Jesus and the tzivus. So Zach Barfaneh, Hapmafel, Talmud Pirates and mitzvah chiyuvus. The only mitzvah chiyuvus is Erev Vayker, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, whatever, Parashu Krishna, Erev Vayker. He says, well, see him, that you can't be Yotu with just the Talmud Torah aspect of Krishna, you can't be Yotu with just one pasuk. We're going to talk about it next week, where the rise of Davon is. So he says, come on, Shemaim, be the right, so you can just Shemaim, so Shemaim, 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 but that's not enough Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah has to be a whole parasha, and if you don't say a whole parasha, you're not Mekayim Talmud Torah. Oh, fuck, but Zog Ber Shemaim, that since Talmud Torah is in the humans, that's why the Gemara says, if you've been Eishik Talmud Torah, about Talmud Torah, for Mitzvah, that's Yeshua Kayim, because the concept of Eishik Mitzvah, Eishik Mitzvah, Pata Mitzvah, doesn't apply to Mitzvah, Kiyumach. In came from Yishka Valdik the Kainos Kasha. What was the Kainos Kasha? That how can we learn Isaac Mitzvah upon the Mitzvah from Krishna if Krishna is Talmud Torah? According to Mitzvah, the Kasha doesn't start. Krishna is Mitzvah Chiyuvus. Krishna is Mitzvah Chiyuvus. The only Talmud Torah that we say that we're not Valdik Torah for Mitzvah, the Yom Valdik Torah for Mitzvah, Yishka Kainos Deyach Heim, is the Talmud Torah which is Mitzvah Chiyuvus, but the Talmud Torah which is Mitzvah Chiyuvus, which is Krishna, Avodah, which is Shabbat, which is the same as any other Mitzvah Torah, Avodah that you are going to be Mivatel, and Avodah that would apply into the regular, would fall into the same category of every other Oishik Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah, would be the same as any Mitzvah, and Avodah you would say Oishik Mitzvah Pata Mitzvah on that. Azoizakt, the Art Sameach, and Mela, is very Geshmach Mirshim, the Kasha from Oishik Mitzvah, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.